Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now, Peter Troy investigates a much-menaced mermaid.
It always seems to me that dolls have one extraordinary outsized inferiority complex. And because of this, they have to go around telling everybody how men can't get along without them. Well, it's true that women have definite attractions from the male point of view, and I'd be the last to give them the knock. Why, even my own mother is a woman, and I haven't a word to say against her. However, dolls, by and large, are not content to be attractive, but like to give out that they have brains as well. Take my secretary, Julie, for instance. She is very attractive, and she makes out okay as a secretary. But she never loses an opportunity of reminding me how much help she is to me in my profession. And even if she doesn't have such an opportunity, she's inclined to dream one up. Which brings me to the case of Marina Keller, a mermaid in a heap of strife.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, the wonderful Marina will dive from the high board. 50 feet up, ladies and gentlemen. Yet Marina will be under perfect control every foot of the way down. Keep your eyes on her if you don't want to miss any part of this spectacular, graceful performance. Here she goes now! To the lower pool for the next item in this non-stop superlative water show, the Water Nymphs Ballet will once again prove to you that they comprise the most accomplished ballet of their kind in the world.
Harry, I must see you.
Marina, you were terrific, simply terrific. But then you always are. I'll bet money there's not a diver like you in the whole...
Harry, listen to me. Somebody tried to kill me just
now.
You
know, I was wondering, if we move the board... What's that you said?
Somebody tried to kill me. There's one of the plastic stools down there under the water. I don't know how I missed...
What? That's ridiculous. Tracy wouldn't let a thing like that happen. He knows how important it is to have all that equipment cleared from the top pool after the mermaid.
Well, I'm telling you, one of the stools was left in the pool. I could have broken my neck on it.
Tracy should be more careful.
And what's more, it was deliberately placed just about where I hit the water. If I hadn't happened to dive a little wide, I just wouldn't be standing here now.
Marina, Tracy's your husband. You're not suggesting he would deliberately...
I'm not suggesting anything, Harry, except that somebody tried to kill me. And if you would do anything about it, then I will.
That's the story, as Marina told it to me when she came to see me in my office the next morning. Julie was there, of course, taking notes like crazy, despite the fact that I didn't need any notes. From which you may gather that Marina was quite a doll, and indeed awakened in me a passionate interest in water shows that I'd never experienced before.
So that's the story, Mr. Troy. And I don't mind telling you, I feel terrible.
Well, you don't look terrible. You look just great. What was that, Julie?
Nothing, Mr. Troy. Just waiting for you to proceed with the interview so I can take more notes. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mrs. Keller, I...
Why don't you call me Marina?
Oh, that's swell.
Everybody else does.
Well, I guess that's as good a reason as any.
Marina... You don't mind if I call you Marina, too?
No, of course not.
I was wondering about this setup you have with the two pools.
Oh, yes. Well, one pool is like an ordinary swimming pool, you know, and the audience sits on three sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other pool's on the fourth side of the big one, and it's raised above it. It has a glass side so that actually the audience looks into it from the side and not from above.
I see.
Yeah, like a blind man.
What was that, Mr. Troy?
I said so do I. Marina, this mermaid number you and the other girls do in that glass pool, That's the same one you later dive into from the high board?
Yes, that's right. In the mermaid number, we all wear tails.
Oh, only tails?
Oh, now, Mr. Troy, you know that's not all we wear.
Well, it was just a little thought.
I believe you said you sit on transparent plastic stools under the water, the stools, of course, being invisible?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, then after the number, the stools are all removed from the pool before I do my high dive.
Who's in charge of that operation?
Tracy, my husband. He's the stage manager. Well, the equivalent of a stage manager.
You get along with him okay?
Well, yes, perfectly. He's very much in love with me.
Yeah, well, that figures. But I noticed you didn't say you're very much in love with him.
Why, yes, of course I love him. Mm.
Now, this Harry Walton, is it?
Yes, he owns the show. Runs it.
You get along with him, too?
Oh, yes. Harry's been very good to us, really. He's a good man to work for.
Well, who do you think might have been trying to kill you?
Well, I don't know. That's why I've come to you.
Well, have you got any enemies?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, can you think of any reason why anybody would want to get rid of you?
No. No, I can't say that I can.
I can see that this is what Inspector Caswell would call an open and shut case, Julie.
I can't imagine anything less open and shut.
Well, that's what I meant. Okay, Marina, I'll take a run out to the water show and see what I can find out. But don't expect overnight results. As Julie said, there's nothing open and shut about this case.
Take a seat, Mr. Troy.
Oh, no, thanks. Was this your office, Mr. Walton?
That's right, such as it is. Not very impressive for the owner of a show of this size, but it's all we have room for, and it does me.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess Marina's told you she's hired me to investigate this alleged attempt on her life.
Of course. Can't say I approved of her getting hold of you, but if there's anything I can do to help...
Why don't you approve of me?
Oh, it's not you, Mr. Troy, not you personally. What I mean is I couldn't see the sense in Marina rushing off to get a private investigator when we don't even know if there's been anything wrong done.
Well, with that kind of wrong, prevention is usually better than cure, because there isn't any cure for death.
Yes, I see your point.
Now, you were at the microphone addressing the crowd when Marina did her high dive, huh?
Yes, I emcee the show.
Now, you don't have any occasion to go near the glass pool at any time?
Oh, not only that, I wouldn't have the chance. Not while the show's running. I have my hands full keeping things moving.
Yeah, I guess you would. Now, Marina's husband, Tracy, he supervises the removal of the plastic stools from the water after the mermaid number.
That's right. He has helpers, of course, but he's in charge. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to count those stools every time to make sure they're all out. You can't possibly see them in the water, you see.
Then he must have counted wrongly.
Yes, I suppose so. That's what I don't like about it. I can't believe Tracy would do anything to harm Marina. He simply adores the ground she walks on.
Or the water she swims in.
Yes, that's right. Of course, it's easy to feel that way about Marina. Don't you think so? I mean, she's a really beautiful creature.
Yeah. Now, about these stools in the water, could Tracy have put one back in after they were taken out?
I don't know. It would be difficult. It would be easier for him to leave one in the water in the first place.
Mm. What about Marina?
What about her?
Could she have left the stool on the bottom of the tank and maybe told Tracy she'd taken it out herself?
What on earth would she do a thing like that for?
I haven't the faintest idea. I just asked if she could possibly do it.
Well, of course she could do it, but she wouldn't. Would she?
No, I guess not.
It just wouldn't make sense.
You know something, Mr. Walton? So far, there's very little about this case that does make sense. Dash. Julie, honey, I'm fresh out of cigarettes. Would you mind running down to the...
Here.
Well, you read my mind?
No, I found an empty carton in your drawer at lunchtime. So I thought you'd turn up at the office without any cigarettes this afternoon.
Yeah, a brilliant deduction, Miss Holmes.
You've seen the afternoon paper, I suppose.
I scarcely even got to look at the morning paper today. Yeah, what's new?
Nothing much. Just this, on the front page...
Hey, Julie, what made you buy this particular cigarette? I gave up this brand 2 weeks ago.
Look at the paper.
Yeah, what's in it? What the...
I think they might have run a more attractive picture of you, but there's no need to have a fit.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. Here, what? Marina, the menaced mermaid, fears for life in water show. Engages top private investigator Peter Troyer's bodyguard.
Lovely publicity.
You can say that again. Lovely is the word. For her and that creep Walton and his water show.
Also for Peter Troy. Top investigator, it says.
Look, I need publicity like I need a broken leg. What's the matter with you? Do you think I want my picture all over the papers? If I need to advertise to every up-and-coming crook in town what I look like, well, I can send them all autographed pictures.
I didn't think you'd like it.
Like it? I don't like publicity. And even more, I don't like being played for a sucker.
Oh, but Mr. Troy, Marina's so beautiful. A living doll.
Julie, I have never in my life been guilty of beating up a woman. Now, how would you like to be my first victim?
You might do better to start with Marina, don't you think?
Yeah, you've got something there. Where does she get off using me to get publicity for that crummy water show? When I think of how I swallowed that story about someone trying to kill her, I could...
Peter Troy, private investigator, Mr. Troy's secretary. Oh, yes, Marina, he's here. He was just talking about you, as a matter of fact. Oh, well, yes, just a minute. It's Marina. She sounds upset.
Oh, boy, she doesn't know what upset means yet. Yeah, give me that phone. Hello? Marina, I got only one thing to say to you, and that's... What did you say? Is this another little gag, Marina? Like the attempt on your life? What... Yeah. Okay, calm yourself. Yeah, I'll get down there as soon as I can. You take it easy now.
What was all that about?
Oh, that was about Marina's husband, Tracy. He's dead.
What?
He was up on the high board. What for, I don't know. But he fell into the empty pool. The police suspect sabotage and murder. It was natural enough, I guess, that Julie would take the opportunity of needling me about Marina when the big splash in the paper made it look as though she'd been using me to get publicity. But it wasn't altogether fair. When the doll came to me, the whole thing had looked like any one of a dozen cases, although an attempt on Marina's life didn't seem the most likely thing to happen. Now, the whole picture had suddenly changed with the death of Tracy Kelly, her husband, and the only man who apparently had the opportunity to leave that stool in the tank when the mermaid made her high dive.
Well, Mr. Troy, I thought you'd be here in a hurry, in view of what's happened.
Hello, Mr. Walton.
I don't think I know this young lady.
My secretary, Miss Summers.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Summers?
How do you do?
A terrible thing, this, Mr. Troy. Tracy, of all people. He was so sure-footed.
Oh? And then his death was an accident.
Well, I don't know, but I'd say so. Of course, the local police are investigating. And they've called in some chap from the Metropolitan Police, a Detective Inspector Cottrell or something.
Caswell? Inspector Caswell?
Caswell, that's the name. You know him?
Kind of. Where is he?
He's over talking to some of the staff.
Hmm. What makes you think Tracy's death was an accident?
Well, one doesn't like to think people are going around murdering people, does one? Although I...
Yeah?
Well, I saw Tracy just before he went up to the high tower. He said he was going to check the board, make sure the bolts are in good shape and so on.
So?
I don't know, but he could have gone up there to make sure the bolts were not in good shape, couldn't he?
You mean he might have been trying to kill Marina?
It's possible. After all, that plastic stool was left in the tank when she did her high dive, wasn't it?
So she says.
Oh, why would she lie about a thing like that?
I'm not saying she did lie. Where's Marina now?
Resting in her room. I'd rather you didn't bother her just now, Mr. Troy.
Yeah, but she called me. That's what brought me out here.
Well, she's had a bit of a collapse since then. She asked me to fix you up with your fee, by the way.
Fee? She's paying me off?
Well, there doesn't seem to be much point in hiring you now, does there? I mean, if anyone was trying to harm Marina, it must have been Tracy. And anyway, the police are handling things now.
Yeah. Well, if she's anxious to get rid of me, I can't do anything about it.
If you'll just come to my office, I'll write out a check for you.
Julie, would you get the check from Mr. Walton?
Oh, okay, Pete. Where are you going?
Well, I want to pay my respects to the good inspector. I'll meet you back at the car. Hello, Inspector.
Huh? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I came over to brighten your day.
You would. How did you get in on this, Troy?
Well...
Just a minute. Take over here, will you, Sergeant?
Right, sir.
Come along, let's move away from here. There's very little more to do anyway.
Uh-huh. One of those open and shut ones, Inspector.
It looks like it. And if you can read the facts differently, you're smarter than I am.
Impossible.
Yeah. You still haven't told me what you're doing here.
Marina Keller hired me. She said somebody tried to kill her. Now, that was before her husband's death, of course.
Oh, yes, the plastic stool left under the water. Well, it looks as though her husband was responsible for that.
Yeah, but how do you figure it?
Well, he was in charge of all the equipment. The stool couldn't have been left there without his knowledge.
Unless Marina conned him by telling him she'd taken the stool out herself.
Why would she do that? Doesn't make sense.
Not at the moment. But go on, Inspector. What about her husband?
He tried to kill Marina by leaving the stool where she would be expected to take her high dive. That failed, so he went up to the high board to tamper with the bolts that held it.
And had the bolts been tampered with?
Well, take a look for yourself. Here's one of them.
Oh. Yeah, the thread stripped at the end.
Which means that the nut wouldn't hold. Not when any weight was on the board, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It would look all right, but as soon as Marina went out to the end of the board, it would come away. As it did.
Oh, then Tracy must have walked on the board himself.
Yes, apparently. Probably put one foot on it, see if it would hold until Marina reached the end of it.
Yes, and it didn't, and he overbalanced and fell.
Something like that.
Yeah, but there was no water in the tank. There would have been when Marina made her dive.
It's a very narrow tank. Thrown off balance by the board breaking, it'd be quite possible anyone would hit the side in falling, and Tracy did.
I see. There's one thing, though, Inspector. Why would Tracy try to kill his wife? He was supposed to be very much in love with her.
In love? Well, he was certainly very possessive, by all accounts. But as to motive, Marina insured very heavily, and in Tracy's favour, something like 25,000.
Oh, wow, that's a motive in anyone's language.
I think so.
Well, you seem to have summed it up pretty well, Inspector.
Well... I must say, it's changed to have you run out of arguments.
Out of arguments, but not thoughts.
Thoughts?
There are a couple of little loose ends flapping about in my brain.
Oh, I've always known there was something loose, sir.
Yeah, well, so long, Inspector. I said I'd meet Julie at the car. And if I happen to tie up any of the loose ends, you'll be the first to know.
I can hardly wait.
Hi, honey. Been waiting long?
Hmm? Oh, no. Not long.
Well, I saw Caswell. He's quite sure he has an open and shut case this time, which is enough to make me suspicious for a start.
Yes.
I was thinking, you listening?
Hmm? Oh, yes, I'm listening.
What are you looking at your finger for?
Oh, well, it's sore. I think I've got a splinter in it.
Splinter? Where the heck would you get a splinter?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been in Mr. Walton's office.
Oh, he gave you the check.
Yes, and you can't get splinters from checks, can you?
No, only from wooden nickels.
I remember he put the check on his desk, and when I picked it up, I noticed this soreness in my finger.
Well, that's it, then. You picked up a splinter from his desk.
What, through the glass top?
Glass top? Oh, well, that knocks that out.
Yes. Well, I don't care where I got the splinter. All I know is that it's sore.
All right. Look, let's have a look. Oh, get it more on the light, would you? Yeah, that's better. Splinter, huh?
Can you see it?
Sure, I can see it. I can even see the end of it sticking out. Have you got any eyebrow tweezers with you?
I don't know. I'll have a look in the bag.
Well, if you don't, it'll be a miracle. You got everything else in that handbag.
tweezers. Ah, here you are.
Oh, swell. Now, hold still.
Can you get it?
Oh! I've got it. Well, there's your splinter, Julie.
I can't see it. It's too small.
Not for me. And I can see it well enough to know it isn't a splinter of wood at all. It's a splinter of steel. Like a tiny turning from a lathe.
So what?
So you're a genius, Julie. Suddenly all is very, very clear. Come on, let's go find Inspector Caswell.
Now look here, Inspector, what's all this about? You said you wouldn't disturb Marina.
It's all right, Harry.
I'm glad to hear that, Mrs. Kellar. Naturally, I'm loath to disturb you at a time like this, but Mr. Troy here has complained to me that you hired him simply as a publicity stunt for the show.
Is that what you've dragged us into my office for? To listen to his whining? He's been paid for
his trouble. Yeah, but only for professional services, Walton. I could use an apology as well.
All right. If that's all you're worried about, you can have your apology right here and now, and get out. I apologize. It was my idea, the publicity stunt, that is.
Harry, no.
It's all right, Marina. No harm in the knowing now. People in showbiz do this sort of thing all the time.
Then you admit there was no attempt on Marina's life, She deliberately left that plastic stool in the pool and told her husband she'd removed it.
That's right.
And when the publicity broke, that was when Tracy realized you two must have cooked the stunt up between you without telling him.
Perhaps so. What of it?
Harry.
And that was also when Tracy's eyes were opened to the fact that his wife was having an affair with you, Walton.
What? Here, I'm not going to take that
kind
of thing.
And having found out, he threatened to take Marina out of your show and maybe a lot of other things as well.
No, Inspector, do I have to take this?
So you knew you'd have to get rid of him or lose Marina. You knew she wouldn't stand up to Tracy. So you sent Tracy up to the high board to check it for safety.
That's a lie. He went up there on his own accord. And he stripped those bolts so they wouldn't hold.
He didn't strip the bolts. That was done before you sent him up there. It was done by you in this office.
You're off your head.
Tell him, Julie.
Mr. Walton, when I picked up the check from your desk, I also picked up a steel filing, a small steel splinter, which stuck in my finger.
Steel splinters are rarely found on office desks, Walton. That splinter came from one of those bolts when you stripped it here in your office. And in his desk drawer, Inspector, I think you'll find a spanner and maybe a pair of footprints.
Footprints?
Well, it's a very useful tool that plumbers use mostly.
Oh.
It's very handy for gripping a bolt and stripping the thread by turning it with a spanner.
There's nothing in my drawer here. I'll show you.
Keep away from that drawer. No, no, you don't. Now get away from there. Well, I thought so. Not only the tools, but this, Inspector.
A gun.
Well, Walton. A very eloquent silence, I think. I think you'd better come along with me. Oh, yes, and I'll want you too, Mrs. Kellar.
I'll be available, Inspector. You can be sure of that.
You didn't know Walton really murdered your husband, did you, Marina?
No. I really thought it had been an accident. Oh, I've been such a fool.
So was I, for a while.
But I still don't understand how you knew all those things.
Well, I didn't know them for sure. But the story I told to bluff Walton into admission was the only one into which everything fitted.
But you didn't know that, did you? Until I gave you the key to it.
What was that, Julie? What key?
Oh, now, if you're going to forget that it was I who picked up the splinter from Walton's desk, well, you just better walk softly, Peter Troy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.